Israel says it killed Hamas commander Mohammed Deif in airstrike. The Israeli military has said it killed Mohammed Deif, a commander of the Hamas terrorist group, in a July 13 airstrike in the Khan Yunis area of the Gaza Strip. Israeli military and intelligence officials had suspected Deif was killed in the strike, but had not previously been able to corroborate this belief. The Israel Defense Forces said on August 1 that new intelligence assessments had confirmed its belief that Deif was killed in the strike. Deif joined Hamas, a U.S. and Israeli-designated terrorist group, in around 1987. Israeli authorities arrested Deif in 1989, and he spent more than a year in Israeli custody before being released in a prisoner exchange. The Israeli military assessed that Deif continued to rise through the Hamas ranks, eventually becoming a group leader. Israeli authorities concluded that Deif played a key leadership role in the October 7 Hamas attacks across southern Israel, in which around 1,200 people were killed, thousands more injured, and approximately 250 people abducted. The IDF said Israel's Amman Military Intelligence Agency and the Shin Bet National Security Agency had determined Tot Deif and another Hamas commander, Raif Salama, were both staying at a compound in Khan Yunis when Israeli aircraft targeted it on July 13. The IDF did not elaborate further on its new intelligence assessment, nor did it specify whether it located Deif's remains in a battle damage assessment. The Epoch Times reached out to the IDF for further comment about its latest intelligence assessments, but did not receive a response by publication time. Hamas has yet to comment publicly on the Israeli intelligence assessments regarding the strike. This is a developing story and will be updated.